Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
Hi, I'm Scott Hahn, and I'd like to invite you personally to join me and Breadbox Media on August 24th in New Oxford, Pennsylvania, for a day of spiritual renewal. I'll be presenting three talks, one on St. Joseph, one on the sacrament of matrimony, and another one on the Holy Eucharist. Learn more and register at breadboxmedia.com/PA conference. I hope to see you there.
Introducing the redesigned CatholicSingles.com, featuring new ways that put the spotlight on the person and their faith, not just a profile picture. For the past 20 years, faithful Catholics have used CatholicSingles.com, and the reimagined CatholicSingles.com website is ready to help single Catholics take the next step in sharing meaningful relationships with other faithful Catholics. Remember, CatholicSingles.com for faith, fellowship, and love.
Hey there, welcome to the Gary Zimak Show. Glad to have you with me today. We're going to be here for the next 30 minutes. Pull up a chair, make yourself comfortable. Today's program is all about the danger of greed. You know, this is one of my favorite topics because I think that the world today constantly promotes that if we have enough stuff, if we have enough possessions, enough money, enough success, then as a result, we're going to be totally comfortable and happy. I will be the first to tell you that is a complete lie, but it's tough because we all get sucked into that at times. Today, through the Mass readings from Sunday of the 18th week in Ordinary Time, we're going to present this message and learn what the Lord is telling us. Beware of greed. Beware of getting too comfortable, because if you do, you're going to be in big trouble. So the good news is that if we put our focus on the Lord, if we constantly work for spiritual treasure in this life, we're going to make it to the next life, which is going to last forever. So that's a good thing. Again, I'm so glad to have you with me on the Gary Zimak Show. I want to direct you to my website, followingthetruth.com, if you want to find out more information about my books, if you want to invite me to speak, anything that I can do for you, followingthetruth.com is the place to go. Now, here's the deal. On today's show, I want to get to all of the Mass readings because they're that powerful that I don't want to miss anything. And I only have 30 minutes, so why don't we get right to it? Why don't we pray now? Let's ask the Lord to bless us. Let's ask the Lord to speak through me on the program. And finally, let's ask Him to open our minds so that we'll be able to hear and respond to His message. So if you would please join me in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear Father in heaven, first of all, thank you. Thank you for giving us this new day. Father, this is an absolute gift from you. It's not something that is owed to us, so we're going to thank you for this new day. Yes, we have problems. Yes, we have troubles. Yes, we might not be feeling it today, but that doesn't matter. We're going to claim that joy that's inside of us through the power of the Holy Spirit. We're going to choose joy because we focus on you, Father in heaven, you who love us with an unconditional love, you who are all-powerful, you who have created the world out of nothing. That is the source of our joy, Father. You are the source of our joy. So we thank you. We praise you. May all that we say and do today bring glory and honor to your name. Father, we lift up all of our problems. We lift up family members, friends, concerns. We lift up the state of the world. So many times we look at the state of the world and we become frustrated. Father, it's your world. We give everything to you. We ask you to handle all of these situations so that we don't spend time worrying about them. We give them to you, Father. We thank you, Father, for the gift of your Son, Jesus Christ. We thank you for the incredible gift of the Holy Spirit. We ask you to fill us up with your Spirit today. We ask you, Father, to bless us, to bless our family, to bless our friends. I ask you, Father, to speak through me on the program today. I need an extra dose of your Holy Spirit today because I've got an important message to deliver and I don't want to get in your way. So I thank you for that, Father. And finally, I ask you to open our minds and our hearts so that we can be receptive to whatever it is that you have to say. Father, we ask for this in the most holy and sacred name of Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever, all together now. Amen. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. What a great privilege, isn't it, to be able to speak to our Father in heaven? It's so exciting. That's why when I do these programs, I get really excited, because this is all good news. Thank you for listening to the Gary Zimak Show. Please do me a favor. Spread the word. Let people know about this program. My job here is to give you hope, because your Father in heaven loves you. Jesus Christ died for you and rose from the dead to open up the gates of heaven. And then what happened? As if that isn't enough, he sent his Holy Spirit to dwell inside of you. I mean, what a great gift that is. We have the Holy Spirit to lead us closer to Jesus, and Jesus leads us closer to the Father. What a great blessing that we have. It's, again, a great blessing to be with you here on the program. We're going to focus on the Mass readings for the 18th Sunday in Ordinary Time, and these are good ones, so I want to make sure that I get all of them in. And as I usually do, I'm going to start with the Gospel. Just a reminder, if you're not familiar with the way this works, the way the Sunday Mass readings work, they are driven by the Gospel. So every Sunday in Ordinary Time, we get another chunk, another sequential chunk of the Gospel. So throughout Ordinary Time, we're progressing through the Gospel. Now this year, we're in liturgical year C, which means we are going through the Gospel of Luke. Each Sunday, we progress through the Gospel, right? Now the first reading is chosen communion with the Gospel. So the first reading is chosen. It doesn't go sequentially. It's chosen to highlight a particular aspect of the Gospel, as is the responsorial psalm. So the Gospel's driving the train, if you will. The second reading also goes sequentially, not necessarily in union with the Gospel, but you're going to see that through the power of the Holy Spirit, this message is absolutely perfect today, so that the second reading totally fits in, as it does every week, but you just have to work a little sometimes. This week, I don't even have to do any work, because this is a no-brainer. So that's how it works. Everything's based on the Gospel, and all these other readings kind of follow the Gospel. But the message is clear today. Greed is very dangerous. One of the problems that we all have is we seek comfort in the wrong things. We seek comfort in what we can see in life. If I just could have enough money, then I could relax and breathe a sigh of relief. I wouldn't have to work so hard. That's a common misconception. You know what? There's nothing wrong with saving money. The Lord wants us to save money. That's a prudent thing to do. But when money becomes an idol, when money becomes the source of your comfort in life, when it becomes your total source of security, you've got a problem. Because that is not what the Lord wants. That's the reminder of this Gospel. The things of this world, they're temporary. They will be gone one day. And by the way, that includes your problems. So don't get too bent out of shape by the problems that you might have, because they are temporary. One day, they will be gone. They're either going to be gone in this life or in the next life. But your problems on earth are temporary. So is your bank account. You can't take it with you. That's an old saying. You've heard that for so long. But yet we get trapped so many times by falling into this faulty way of thinking that tells us if I just have enough money, possessions, things, success, then everything's going to be okay. Let's listen to these readings, because you're going to see that they are not. Security lies in God alone, period. I'm serious about that. And guess what? So does happiness. So if you think things will make you happy, take it from me. I'm a guy who has collected things for many, many years. And I realized, it took me a while, but I finally realized that the sole source of our happiness is God. Because as I would buy more and more things, I was still not happy, and I needed to continually buy more and more and more until I ran out of money. It just doesn't work. You're not going to find your happiness in possessions. So with that in mind, let's look to this Gospel. It starts in Luke chapter 12, beginning in verse 13. Now again, these are the Mass readings for the Sunday, the 18th Sunday in Ordinary Time. Someone in the crowd said to Jesus, "Teacher, tell my brother to share the inheritance with me." He replied to him, "Friend, who appointed me as your judge? An arbitrator. Then he said to the crowd, "Take care to guard against all greed. For though one may be rich, one's life does not consist of possessions." Then he told them a parable. There was a rich man whose land produced a bountiful harvest. He asked himself, "What shall I do? For I do not have enough space to store my harvest." And he said, "This is what I shall do. I shall tear down my barns and build larger ones. Then I shall store all my grain and other goods. And I shall say to myself, 'Now, as for you, you have so many good things stored up for many years. Rest, eat, drink, and be merry.' But God said to him, 'You fool, this night your life will be demanded of you. And the things you have prepared, to whom will they belong?' Thus will it be for all who store up treasure for themselves, but are not rich in what matters to God." Ouch! Can you feel it? I mean, this is painful, what the Lord is saying. What he's saying is, get your priorities straight. There's nothing wrong with being wealthy. It's okay. I know many people who are wealthy, who are good, holy people, who follow the Lord. That's okay. They're also very generous with their money. There is nothing evil about possessing wealth. What is evil, however, is when that wealth possesses you, when the sole purpose in your life is to accumulate more and more and more. It's one thing to save for a rainy day, but it's another thing to excessively save for that rainy day. You know, eventually, you've got to admit that money is not security. That's a problem. That is such a huge problem. The Lord's really clear about this. That's why if your sole goal in life is to make money so that you're going to be happy and secure, you're barking up the wrong tree. And what's going to happen when you do that is you're going to be putting your eternal life in jeopardy. Because if you don't seek first the kingdom of heaven, in other words, put God before everything else, then there is a chance, and I hate to tell you this, but it's true, that you're not going to make it to heaven. And, you know, even more practically, you're never going to be happy, because you'll always either want more and more, or what? Or you'll be afraid that you could lose what you have. I mean, it's so true. Look at what happens. Look at how people react when the stock market goes down. You know, I've been in that position in the past. I remember one time many years ago, I have a 401k plan. I don't have much in it, but at one time, I had a decent amount in it, and the stock market crashed, and I lost a ton of money overnight. And it was frightening. But that's the thing we need to remember. No matter how much wealth we have in this life, no matter how many possessions, no matter how many friends and family members we have, any of that can be taken from us. The only thing that cannot be taken from you is your relationship with the Lord. Think about it. That's why, and here's the beautiful thing, that's why focusing on your relationship with God through Jesus Christ, through the help of the Holy Spirit, through focusing on that, that's the source of your joy, because that will never go away. So no matter what's happening around you, you focus on the Lord and you can be joyful. Isn't that great? But yet the world is not going to ever tell you that message. That is an absolutely countercultural message. So that's why it's my job to tell you that today. And believe me, I live this. I live it. I struggle every day to seek joy. I do. It's not my nature to jump out of bed and say, "Yay, I'm alive." That's not my nature. That's not the way I'm wired. But when I focus on the Lord, when I start the day by praying and by reading scripture and by going to mass, when I do that, I'm able to connect with him and have that joy. But it's work sometimes. It's work even for me, but I'll tell you, it is absolutely worth the work. So the message of this gospel is, greed is going to be deadly. Don't focus on material possessions, because everything in this life is temporary, okay? I'm sure you got that by now. Let's look at the first reading. The first reading comes from the book of Ecclesiastes, right at the beginning of the book of Ecclesiastes. And it starts out, you've heard these words before, but check this out. "Vanity of vanities," says Koheleth. "Vanity of vanities, all things are vanity. Here is one who has labored with wisdom and knowledge and skill, and yet to another who has not labored over it, he must leave property. This also is vanity and a great misfortune. For what profit comes to man from all the toil and anxiety of heart with which he has labored under the sun? All his days sorrow and grief is his occupation. Even at night his mind is not at rest. This also is vanity. Vanity of vanities. Again, we've heard this reading before. Koheleth is a reference to a teacher. A lot of speculation as to who wrote the book of Ecclesiastes. It might have been Solomon. It might have been somebody else. But this whole idea is that it stems from the Hebrew word for teacher or preacher. That's what this Koheleth, the meaning of this name, it is. Vanity of vanities. All things are vanity. What profit comes to man from all the toil and anxiety of heart with which he labored under the sun? He must leave his property to somebody else. You know, think about that. We don't really own anything. Even if you own a house, you own land. I was going by my old neighborhood yesterday. I grew up in Northeast Philadelphia. I was going by my old neighborhood, and I remember a friend of mine. His name was Mark. We played in a band together when we were young. We started in grade school and then in high school. We played a little together. I went by his house. I looked at the address. As far as I know, both of his parents are deceased. And they don't live in that house anymore. But I looked at the house and I thought, wow, somebody else owns that house now. It just hit me. I get the same thing when I drove by my mom and dad's house, when I drive by my mom and dad's house every now and then. Just a reminder that it's not theirs anymore. They don't live there. We leave our property to somebody else. Why do we treat it as if it really belongs to us? Because it doesn't. We're just renting everything from the Lord. It's all His. So if we put too much faith in our possessions, in our things, they're not going to be going with us when we pass on into the next life. That's the thing. Check out this from the book of Ecclesiastes. All his days are sorrow and grief is his occupation. Even at night, his mind is not at rest. You ever been in that position where you're worried about your money? How am I going to do this? How am I going to pay this bill? How am I going to get through this sickness or whatever it is? Focused on the material things. Again, they are important. I'm not saying they're not important. But when we start to worry, instead of worrying, we should turn to prayer, because we have that relationship with our Heavenly Father who created us out of nothing. He created us solely out of love. He didn't need us, but He created us because He wanted to share His love with us. So when I begin to worry about money, possessions, where am I going to live? How will I pay my bills? What if my health declines? This and that and the other thing. When I begin to worry like that, my mind should turn toward the Lord and say, Lord, I need help. I'm beginning to panic, but wait, Father, You care for me. You created me out of nothing. You are all powerful. You can handle this. And then we start to feel better. And then we put things into their proper perspective. But God has to come first. He is first. There is no security outside of God. But again, by turning on the TV, by listening to the radio, going on the internet, talking to other people, that gets completely reversed, that position. We begin to think that security is stuff. The more stuff, the more secure I am. That's not true. We want to focus on our eternity as the goal for our life. So that's a good reminder for us. The responsorial psalm is Psalm 90, and this is another one of those that really registers with me. This is an important reminder that this life is not going to last that long. And you know, I'm not trying to depress you. I'm not telling you anything you don't already know. This life is temporary. Psalm 90. If today you hear His voice, harden not your hearts. You turn man back to dust, saying, return, O children of men, for 1,000 years in your sight are as yesterday, now that it is past. Or as a watch of the night, you make an end of them in their sleep. The next morning they are like the changing grass, which at dawn springs up anew, but by evening wilts and fades. Teach us to number our days aright, that we may gain wisdom of heart. Return, O Lord, how long? Have pity on Your servants. Fill us at daybreak with Your kindness, and that we may shout for joy and gladness all our days. And may the gracious care of the Lord our God be ours. Prosper the work of our hands for us. Prosper the work of our hands. This psalm, and it's a really good one, it's Psalm 90, reminds us that all this time on Earth, it's passing away. So what's the deal? What's the takeaway? The takeaway is we should get busy. We should get busy and prepare for the time, for eternity, which doesn't pass away. You see that? I mean, this makes sense. And trust me, this is something that I've struggled with for so many years. This isn't the way I normally think. I normally really focus on the things of this life. That's the way, again, that's the way I'm wired. I want to be comfortable. I want to be happy. I want to be secure. If I got a gazillion dollars in the bank, then yeah, I'm going to be feeling good. But I don't have money in the bank now. I've had very little. The Lord has been working with me, and I'm realizing my security is in Him alone. That's why I'm blessed to be able to share this message with you. Don't listen to what the world says. Put your security, your faith in the Lord. But again, you are allowed to save money in the bank. That's a good thing. I try to save whatever I can as well. It's okay to save. It's okay to be prudent with your money. But just don't be greedy. Just don't build those larger barns so you can store up more and more stuff thinking that this is going to make me safe. No, that's not the case. You have been given this day, this moment in time is all you have. The Lord has placed you where you're at right now today as you're listening to this. That's what you have. So what are you going to do today to grow closer to Him and to share Him with somebody else? That's our goal. That should be our goal today. For 1,000 years in the sight of the Lord, there is yesterday now that is past, or as a watch of the night. Think about that. Look back over the course of your life. If you're like me, you look back and you say, man, where did the time go? The time flew by. I thought I was young at one time. Now I'm not anymore, right? Can you relate to that? But now the time is drawing closer. Every day spent in this or on this earth, it's one day closer to your death. Oh, man, Gary, way to bring us down. Right, here he goes again. But no, it's all good. It's one day closer to living forever with the Lord in total happiness, where you're not going to have money problems, where you're not going to have health issues, where you're not going to have concerns about wealth and possessions and all that nonsense. You're going to be with the Lord. You'll just be able to spend time with Him. But that kingdom of God, that relationship with the Lord starts here in this life. And that's why we need to keep that focus on Him. We need to spend a little time in prayer every day. We need to try to receive the sacraments so we can grow closer to Jesus. We need to read Scripture. Because listen to this. This is an incredible message. Let's look at the second reading now. Again, it's going to really hammer this home and make the point. We look at St. Paul's letter to the Colossians, chapter 3, beginning in verse 1. Brothers and sisters, if you were raised with Christ, seek what is above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Think of what is above, not of what is on earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, your life, appears, then you too will appear with Him in glory. Put to death, then, the parts of you that are earthly: immorality, impurity, passion, evil desire, and the greed that is idolatry. Stop lying to one another, since you have taken off the old self with its practices and have put on the new self, which is being renewed for knowledge in the image of its creator. Here there is not Greek and Jew, circumcision and uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, slave, free, but Christ is all and in all. Man, isn't that good? It's amazing how these readings all fit together today. Think about what is above, not of what is on earth. Let me tell you something, my friend. That is not only the way that you're going to make it to heaven, which is a good thing. You want to focus on that. It's also the way you're going to be happy. You know, the bulk of my ministry involves talking about overcoming fear and worry and anxiety. That's what I do. That's what I speak about. That's the battle that has been going on in my life for many years. The way to get past that, the way to be at peace, the way to experience the joy the Lord wants you to have, is to not think about the problems you're having on earth. And I'm not saying bury your head in the sand. I'm saying just shift your focus. Shift your focus to your Heavenly Father, who is all-powerful and all-loving. You'll hear me say that a lot, but it's true. If you think about it, if God loves you with an unconditional love, that means nothing you can do can change His love for you. You can't do anything to make him love you any more or any less. He loves you just for who you are. If God, your heavenly Father, is all loving and all-powerful, which he is, look at the universe, look at the world around you. He has created everything out of nothing. Then there is not a thing on earth that should make you afraid. Because everything that he allows to happen, and remember, everything that happens to you, he is allowing to happen. He might not be causing it, but he might be permitting it to happen, as is the case with evil. But everything that happens to you somehow is an expression of that love, and he can always bring good out of it. If that is the case, if that's the case, and it is the case, then you're not going to have that fear. But the only way you're going to connect with that way of thinking is to think of things that are above, not things that are below. The advice of St. Paul in today's second reading. Because this life is passing away. That's the message. And you know, that can be good or bad. Sometimes you want to hang on to the good. I don't want this person to ever leave me. I love this person. I love my favorite restaurant. I hope it never closes. Oh no, it's closing. What am I going to do? I remember my childhood memories, but all those things are gone. It makes me so sad. Everything in this life is passing away. But God is constant. He's constant. He will never, never, never pass away. And he's with you wherever you go. I always like to say that at the end of my show. The Lord your God is with you wherever you go. And he is. That's your source of comfort. Don't make the mistake of putting your security in the wrong thing. So there you go. I got all the readings in today. Oh, man, I love it when I do that. Isn't this a great message? Because it's such a powerful and true message. And it's a hopeful message. And yeah, you should be hopeful. Because with God, all things are possible. If the Lord brings you through it, he will bring you through it. So in other words, if you're facing a crisis in your life right now, the Lord's got you there for a reason. He's going to get you through it somehow. He might, and you pray to him, you ask him to help you. Please do that. Now, he might take the problem away, or he might just give you the grace to deal with it. Just remember that. He's going to give you what you need, okay? Hey, if you have any questions, please email me at gary@followingthetruth.com. And I want to remind you to go to my website, followingthetruth.com. If you want to bring me to your church or to your conference, I'd love to come out and speak to share this good news and to help you to be able to conquer fear and worry in your life. That's what I want to do. Through the power of Jesus Christ, you can do that. And that's what I'd love to share with you. But again, go to followingthetruth.com, which is my website. And you can listen to previous episodes of the Gary Zimak Show. You can find out about all of my books. You can read my blog. And remember, you can get my daily blog sent to your email inbox free of charge. It's called Be Not Afraid with Gary Zimak. You do that simply by going to followingthetruth.com, submitting your email address, and bam, just like that, you're going to get my email blog sent to you every day again, free of charge. All right, we good? By the way, one last thing, please, if you're able to send a donation my way so I can keep this full-time ministry going, I would be so thankful. Followingthetruth.com is the place to go. Just click on donate. You can do it securely through PayPal. If you want to become a monthly sponsor, man, that would help me so much. Hey, if I haven't told you lately, you are awesome. Remember, keep your focus on the Lord and everything's going to work out. God bless you. See you next week.
Hello, this is international Catholic singer Anna Nuzzo, inviting you to join me and Father Dan Cambra of the Marian Fathers on a select international tours Divine Mercy pilgrimage to Poland and the Czech Republic. It takes place in September of 2019, and we would love for you to join us. For more information, go to my website, annanuzzo.com. Thank you, and God bless.
BreadBox Media Programming is brought to you by Jack Kane Ford. Find your next Ford Tough vehicle at caneford.com.